Next Chapter Podcasts.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Sally Kate Holmes, Managing Director of Next Chapter Podcasts, here to tell you about a pretty cool new offering from our friends at Apollo Podcasts. You can now find the Play On Podcasts on Apollo Plus, a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio fiction creators such as us. You can listen ad-free, early access to exclusives, behind-the-scenes supercuts, and more on Apollo Plus. On top of all that, 70% of the revenue on Apollo Plus goes directly to creators. Join Apollo Plus through the Apollo Podcasts app or by going to apollopods.com.
Next Chapter Podcast presents the Play On Podcast series, The Tempest. Episode 4, Servant Monster, Drink to Me. For the best listening experience, be sure to use headphones or earbuds. And remember, we are such stuff as dreams are made on.
King still sleeps. Gonzala, too. Do you feel that same heaviness weighing your eyelids down, Antonia?
Not I. Wide awake. Alert. Those two dropped as if fell by a thunderstroke together. Where are they, Sebastian? Oh, what might you... No. Stop there. Oh, and yet I think I see it in your face. What you should be. This is your time. It calls to you. And in my mind's eye, I see... Oh, it's so clear. A crown descending your head.
What? Are you awake?
Do you not hear me speak?
I do, and it certainly is a sleepy language. And you talk in your sleep. This is a strange slumber, to be asleep with eyes wide open, standing, speaking, moving, and yet so fast asleep. What did you just say?
Noble Sebastian, you let your destiny sleep. Let it die, rather, while you look on, awake, but unaware.
You snore eloquently. There's meaning in your snores.
I am being more serious than is my custom. You must be two, which, if you take my advice, will make you three times the man you are now.
Well, I am still water.
I'll teach you how to flow.
Do so. I am by nature slothful and liable to ebb.
Oh, if you only knew how you cherish that ambition. Even as you mock it this way, how you shrug it off, even as you drape yourself in it. Men who ebb do most often run near the bottom. That's true. Because of their own fear or sloth.
If you please, tell me more. The way you fix your gaze on me, your whole expression promises something momentous. Some thought, indeed, you labor mightily to deliver.
Consider, sir, though this lady of failing memory, this snoring Gonzala, has little remembered herself when she is laid in the earth, has almost persuaded the king his son is alive. It is as impossible that the boy's undrowned as he who sleeps here swims.
I have no hope that he's undrowned.
Out of that, no hope. What great hope have you? No hope that way is seen in another light. A hope so high that even ambition cannot glimpse what lies up there and not be dazzled by what it sees. Will you grant me that Ferdinand is drowned?
He's gone.
Then tell me, who is next in line to govern Naples?
Clarabel.
Clarabel, Queen of Tunis, Clarabel. She who lives 10 leagues beyond human habitation. She who can get no news from Naples. It would take as long as some child born today would take to grow a chin that's rough and razorable. She, whom we left only to be sea-swallowed. Well, thanks to a stroke of heavenly luck, some of us were spared to perform an act to which what's past is prologue.
What stuff is this? What are you saying?
The future's in our hands, yours and mine, to create.
It's true. My niece is Queen of Tunis and will inherit Naples. 2 regions with some space between them.
Space? Every yard of which seems to cry out, how will that Clarabel find her way back to Naples? Stay in Tunis, Clarabel, and let Sebastian wake up.
I think I see where you are leading me.
Ah! Oh! Suppose this was death that now has seized them. There are those who can govern Naples just as well as he who sleeps. Lords that can babble on as glibly and unnecessarily as this Gonzala. I could train a parrot to make chat as profound as she does. Utopian society. Oh, I wish you could see what I see. What a sleep this would be for your advancement. Do you understand me?
I do.
And how do you imagine all this connects to your good fortune?
I remember that you supplanted your brother, Prospero.
True. And look how well my garments sit on me. Much more snugly than before. My brother's servants used to be my companions. Now they work for me.
But your conscience?
Oh, sir, where lies that? If it were a bunion, it would make me wear a slipper. But I do not feel its holy presence in my person. Here lies your brother, King Alonso, still snoring, no better than the earth he lies upon. If he were that which now he's like, dead, that is, whom I, with this obedient steel, 3 inches of it, can put to bed forever while you, doing so, might send this ancient morsel, this lady on the one hand, on the other, into a perpetual wink, lest she object to our plan. As for all the rest back home, they'll take suggestion as a cat laps milk.
The case you make, dear friend, shall be my precedent. As you got Milan, I'll come by Naples. 1 stroke shall free you from the tribute which you pay us. And I, King Sebastian, shall love you.
Gonzala, by virtue of his occult power, my master foresees the danger you, his friend, are in. He sends me here to keep them living, or else his project dies.
Together, then, draw! And when I raise my hand, you do the same, and bring it down on Gonzala.
Well, who goes first?
Both, together! Steel yourself!
Good Gonzala, while you here do snoring lie, open-eyed conspiracy, your blood will take.
Then let us do it, this instant!
Awake, awake!
What? Who's that? Ho! Oh! Why the drawn swords? What frightened you?
Thou good angels, preserve the king! What happened, Sebastian?
We were keeping watch over you while you slept, when just now we heard a hollow burst of bellowing, like bulls.
Bulls?
No! More like lions.
Oh, yes, lions. Did it not wake you? To me it sounded terrifying.
I heard nothing.
Oh, it was a din to fright a monster's ear, or set off an earthquake. To be sure, it was the roar of a whole herd of lions.
Gonzala, did you hear this?
To be honest, sir, I heard a chanting, and a strange one, too. Mm. It woke me up. It's true there was a noise. Hmm. Best we be on our guard or leave this place.
You go in front. Lead the way. Let's not give up a search for my poor son.
Heaven preserve him from these beasts. He is on this island. I'm convinced of it.
We'll follow you.
So, Your Majesty, go safely on to find your son. My master, Prospero, shall hear what I have done.
Join Play On Premium to get merch like t-shirts, hoodies, and coffee mugs, ad-free episodes, and bonus content video featuring interviews with the actors, producers, playwrights, and directors who brought it all to life. Go to ncpodcasts.com and subscribe to Play On Premium to support the art and the artists.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Ban, Caliban has a new master, has a new plan.
Servant monster, drink to me.
Servant monster? The idiocy of this island. A population of 5, they say, and we are 3 of them. If the other 2 have as much brain power as we do, the state totters.
Freak of nature, for once in your life, talk.
I thank my noble lord. If it please you, will you listen one more time to the humble request I made of you?
Damn it, I will. Kneel and repeat it.
As I told you before, I am subject to a tyrant, a cunning sorcerer who has cheated me out of the island.
Easily done. You have straw for brains.
Drink along! See this fist? If you interrupt him one more time, I'll rearrange some of your teeth. Proceed.
I was saying, he got this island by sorcery. I was the one he got it from. If your greatness will take revenge on him, for I know you dare, but this Trinculo thing does not dare.
I am not a thing!
Then you're nothing. Which is it? Choose and keep your trap shut.
Master, you shall be lord of this island, and I shall serve you.
How do we make this happen? Can you take me to this sorcerer individual?
Yes, yes, my lord. I will deliver him to you while he's asleep, where you may knock a nail into his head.
If he can see straight.
I humbly beg your greatness, thrash this lame brain clown soundly, and take his bottle from him.
Trinculo, one more word and I swear I'll kick my better nature out of doors and beat you to a pulp. Here's a taste.
Ow! Mix wine and drinking, and this is what you get!
Ignore him, monster. Go on with your story.
Well, as I told you, it's his custom every afternoon to sleep. There you may brain him, having first seized his books. Or batter his skull with a log. Or skewer him with a sharp stake. Or slit his windpipe with your knife. Remember, first get hold of his books. Without them, he's just a muddle-headed fool like me, and not a single demon will do his bidding. Just burn his books.
I will.
And what you should consider most deeply is the beauty of his daughter. He himself calls her a thing beyond compare. I never saw a woman other than her and Sycorax, my mother, but she, as far surpasses Sycorax as the greatest does the least.
Is she so fine a lass?
Yes, Lord. She will make your bed a paradise, guaranteed, and produce a fine litter for you.
Monster, I will kill this man. His daughter and I will be king and queen. Practice bowing. While you and Trinculo will be deputy kings. Do you like the plot, Trinculo?
Excellent.
Give me your hand. I'm sorry I beat you.
Oh.
But in future, keep a civil tongue in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Within this half hour, he'll be asleep. Will you destroy him then?
Yes, on my honor.
You make me happy. I am full of joy. Let's celebrate a song.
Come on, Trinculo. Let's sing. Flout'em and scout'em.
Flout'em and scout'em.
Scout'em and flout'em. Thought is free.
Thought is free.
Mercy upon us.
Are you afraid?
No, monster, not I.
Nothing to fear. The isle is full of noises. Sounds and sweet airs that give delight and hurt no one. Sometimes, 1,000 twangling instruments will hum about my ears. And sometimes, voices that, if I have awakened after a long sleep, will make me sleep again. And then, in dreaming, the clouds, it seems, would open and show riches ready to drop upon me, so that when I awakened, I cried to dream again.
This will turn out to be a splendid kingdom for me. I shall have music free of charge here.
When Prospero is destroyed.
Which shall be very soon. I have not forgotten what you told me.
The sound is going away. Let's follow it, and then to work.
Lead, monster. We'll follow.
Right behind you, Stefano. Monster, are you coming?
Bad, bad, Caliban.
But I said it first.
Well, say it again.
Oh, do I have to? Mm-hmm.
Miranda, come here, inside our hut. Ferdinand, you too. Young man, stand next to her. Pay attention. Ferdinand, if I have been too harsh in my treatment of you, your compensation makes amends. I have given you 1/3 of my own life. Oh, that for which I live. Once again, I offer her. She is yours. All your tribulations were merely my trial of your love, and you have stood the test manfully. Here, in the sight of heaven, I ratify this gift so precious. Oh, Ferdinand, do not smile at me when I boast of her. You will find that she will outstrip all praise and make it limp behind her.
No power in heaven or earth can tell me otherwise.
Then take my daughter, my gift to you, to have and to hold well and truly earned. But if you untie the knot that guards her chastity before all the ceremonies are duly held and consecrated, and every holy rite performed to the last detail, the heavens above will dry up your union, wither and stunt its growth. Therefore, be careful, and may the spirits who guard the bonds of matrimony light your way.
As I hope for quiet days, fair offspring, and long life with love, no less than now it is, I swear. No dark chamber, no convenient hiding place, no prompting by our baser appetites, no matter how strong, shall ever melt my honor into lust.
Nicely put.
Go outside. Sit then and talk with her. She is yours.
Come, Ariel. My industrious servant, Ariel.
Yes, here I am.
Bring everyone here and have them take their places with all speed. I must create a spectacle for this young couple, some pleasing magic from my repertoire. I promised, and they expect it of me.
This instant?
Yes, in the twinkling of an eye.
Before you can say come and go, breathe twice and say so-so. We'll come running on tiptoe, playing parts of joy and woe. Do you love me, master? No?
Dearly, my delicate Ariel, do not come in till I give the word.
Of course, I understand.
Remember your promise, only so far and no further, please. The strongest oaths are tender to the fire in the blood. Be more restrained, or else good night to your vow.
I promise, sir. The white, cold, virgin snow upon my heart cools down the rising flame of my love.
All right. Now, my Ariel, bring on an extra player. We need a full cast of spirits. Enter, on your toes. And you too, no talking. Watch. See, it's a rainbow. The messenger of the gods, Iris.
Ceres, goddess of all growing things, leave your rich fields, your grassy mountains. The queen of the sky, whose watery arch a messenger am I, bids you entertain her grace and play with her.
Welcome, Iris, many-colored messenger. Why has our queen summoned me here to this smooth lawn of green?
To celebrate a contract of true love and to bestow some gift from heaven above on the blessed couple.
Great Juno, queen consort of Jupiter, please join us. Great Juno is here. Let all bow down before her. Your serene majesty.
Great goddess.
How is my bounteous sister, Ceres? Go with me to bless this couple with prosperity and honor them with offspring such as they. Juno sings her blessings on you. Hourly joys bestill upon you. Honors, riches, marriage blessing. Long continuance and increasing.
Fertile fields and harvest plenty barns and haystacks never empty. Scarcity and want shall shun you. Ceres blessing now is on you.
A majestic vision. Enchanting music. If I may be so bold, are these spirits? They seem to be.
Yes, spirits whom I have conjured up by means of my secret knowledge to celebrate your love.
Oh, let me live here forever. You are a father possessing such rare gifts, a master of wonders, making this place nothing less than paradise.
More to come. Quiet, or my spell will fail. Shh.
You nymphs called naiads of the winding brooks, with your crowns of grass and your gentle looks, leave your crisp channels and on this green land answer when called by Juno's stern command.
You sunburnt harvesters, come from the fields! Make holiday and take your partners, everyone, in country style with these young nymphs. Dance, everyone!
Stop! No more, it's over. The beast Caliban and his accomplices, I forgot that foul conspiracy against my life. The time for their plot is almost here. Well done, my spirits! No more! All leave!
This is strange. Your father is distraught. Something troubles him deeply.
Never till this day have I seen him so transformed, so enraged. He is not himself.
My son, you seem alarmed. Be cheerful, sir. Our revels now are ended. These, our actors, as I just told you, were all spirits and are melted into air, into thin air. And like the baseless fabric of this vision, the cloud-capped towers, the gorgeous palaces, the solemn temples, the great globe itself, yea, all who inherit it, shall dissolve. And like this insubstantial pageant faded, leave not a rack behind. We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little life is rounded with a sleep. Sir, I am vexed. Bear with my weakness. My old brain is troubled. Do not be alarmed by my infirmity. Please, come into my little dwelling. Rest in there. I will walk a turn or two to still my beating mind.
We wish you peace.
Ariel, come as quick as thought. I thank you, Ariel.
Yes, here I am.
Spirit, we must prepare. My enemies are at large, and Caliban thinks he can reclaim his kingdom.
Yes, Master. When I took the part of Juno, I thought to remind you, but I feared I might anger you.
Ariel, just now you and your supporting cast performed your roles with great success. But now I must use you again for another illusion, even stranger.
In service of?
My revenge, Ariel. My sweet revenge.
The Play On podcast series, The Tempest, was written by William Shakespeare and translated into modern English verse by Kenneth Cavender. All episodes were directed by Andy Wolk. The cast is as follows. Prospero, J.O. Sanders. Miranda, Kim Wan. Ariel and Juno, Kuhu Verma. Caliban, Greg Mascala. Ferdinand, Greg Cuyar. Alonzo, Kevin Kilner. Antonia, Jordan Baker. Sebastian, Anthony Cochran. Gonzala, Marianne Plunkett. Stefano, Brent Jennings. Trinculo, Barzin Akavan. Bosun, Ceres, and others, Paco Tolson. Iris, Nancy Rodriguez. Casting by the Telsey Office, Karen Castle, CSA, and Ada Karamanian. Voice and text coach, Julie Foe. Episode scripts were adapted and produced by Catherine Eaton. Original music by Lawrence Schrag. Music editor, Miles Bergsma. Sound design and mix by Lindsay Jones. Sound engineering by Sadaharu Yagi. Mix engineer and dialogue editor, Larry Walsh. Podcast mastering by Greg Cortez at New Monkey Studio. Coordinating producer, Transcend Streaming, Kira Bowie and Liana Keys. Executive producer, Michael Goodfriend. The managing director of business operations and partnerships at Next Chapter Podcast is Sally Cade Holmes. The Play On podcast series, The Tempest, is produced by Next Chapter Podcasts and is made possible by the generous support of the HITS Foundation. Visit ncpodcasts.com for more about the Play On podcast series. Visit playonshakespeare.org for more about Play On Shakespeare. Hear more about Play On Shakespeare podcast series by subscribing to Play On Premium at ncpodcasts.com, where you'll find interviews with artists, producers, and engineers who brought it all to life. And remember, we are such stuff as dreams are made on.
Hi, this is Sally Cade Holmes, Managing Director of Next Chapter Podcasts, here to tell you about a pretty cool new offering from our friends at Apollo Podcasts. You can now find the Play On Podcasts on Apollo Plus, a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio fiction creators such as us. You can listen ad-free, early access to exclusives, behind-the-scenes supercuts, and more on Apollo Plus. On top of all that, 70% of the revenue on Apollo Plus goes directly to creators. Join Apollo Plus through the Apollo Podcasts app or by going to apollopods.com.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Next Chapter Podcasts.